feeling like the life that I'm living, man. I don't control. No control. No control. It be feeling like the life that I'm living, man, I don't control. Every day I'm in a fight for my soul. Could it be that my medicine's the evidence for kids to stop and frisk me when they roll around on patrol? And ask why you're here. I just tell them cause it is what it is. I live here and that what it is. Each time you got a dime, I said, man, I'm trying to smoke and chill. Please don't lock me up in front of my kid and in front of my wife. Man, they ain't got a gun and a knife. You do this and you ruin my life. And I apologize if it seems like I got out of line, sir, cause I respect the badge and the gun. And I pray the day ain't the day that you drag me away right in front of my beautiful son. And he still put my hands in cup, put me in the truck when my woman scream said, shut up. Witness with a camera phone on, saw the copper pull a gun and put it on my gorgeous queen. As I peered out the window, I could see my other kinfolk and hear my little boys scream. As he ran toward the copper, begging not to hurt his mama, cause he had her face down on the ground. And I'd be much too weak to ever speak what I seen, but my life changed with that.
Welcome to the Thank You Rob podcast, episode number
148.
You can check out past episodes of this show at thankyourob.com, where you can also check out my graphic design work, which is mind-blowing and life-altering, known as I Define Design. While you're at it, check out this podcast on Fuzz Talk Radio at fuzztalkradio.com.
Today is Tuesday, September 30th, 2015.
Indeed.
This is the Thank You Rob podcast. I'm your host, Rob Small. Johnny Question, Ms. Ark.
Hello, world.
How are you?
I'm doing great, man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You living large?
I am living large.
Living legit?
Large and in charge.
Now, I wish I could just put in the sound of boiling water right now.
Yeah?
You know what that means. The Godcast.
Make it crack like this.
Crack like this. P-Murda.
How do you do
P.
that?
P-Murda.
Hey, what's up? What's up? How you doing?
I'm doing good, man.
What's up?
It's good to have you guys. And Muja Messiah.
Yes, sir.
Of the Godcast.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
A special crossover episode for International Podcast Day today.
Yeah. That's what's you guys know that? Today's International Podcast
Day. I saw some of the tweets. So.
Yeah, I found out about 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Every day there's an international something day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yesterday was coffee.
I know. Yep. So I always find out when it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
I found out it was too late
when it was National Suicide Prevention Day, and then that guy in Minnetonka killed his family like an hour later.
Damn.
I did not know that.
Like, he killed his family instead of killing himself.
Well, he killed himself, too.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
This show's taking a dark turn early.
Well, so for International Coffee Day, I got super souped up on coffee.
Yeah.
I got the hot coffee and I got the cold coffee, so I made a little jingle. You
I
know?
Saw you, I think you tweeted about that, right?
Hot coffee, cold coffee. All I drink is coffee. So I thought I was having fun.
Is that
with
a thing or is
hey,
that?
It, why not?
It is
it's
now.
A new thing.
I got they, lots. Yeah.
They were giving away coffee at Super America.
Fuck Super
for
America.
For free.
Coffee.
For free.
Well, I'd
I mean,
take
you
it
wouldn't
for
turn
free.
It down for free.
I would take it for free.
That shit tastes like hot water with tobacco in it.
that is what it is.
I see you got the Spy House coffee over there. Spy House is the shit. That's that good stuff. Right
yeah,
there.
They lured me. It was cracking.
Yeah, because I'm over at the shop, you know, over at Fifth Element. So
okay.
We got Spy House right across the street.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the best. There's
that's good stuff.
Yeah. There's the Starbucks. There's Caribou.
Mm-hmm.
You got every type of coffee shop up in Uptown.
But yeah.
Spy House is the noise. They got these, like, special copper roasters or some shit. I don't know about
copper?
It. Yeah, yeah.
This shit makes their shit taste like pennies?
Yeah,
maybe that's why it's so good.
It's money.
Yeah,
it tastes like, and pennies. Nice. Pennies taste like blood. Mm-hmm. I just had a triple espresso. It tastes like blood.
You're pretty dark.
This
over
is
there.
A dark podcast.
Morbid Messiah.
Yes.
Yeah. Speaking of blood, I'm drinking the blood of our Lord and Savior right now.
The blood of Christ.
just for the God.
Shout out to Spanish Jesus.
JC. Who is the Spanish Jesus?
Jesus.
Well, that is Jesus Christ.
The one that Michelangelo painted, right? The Spaniard Jesus.
Is it Jesus? Is that how you say it?
Jesus, yes. Yeah.
Is it the same guy?
It's
or
Chewy for it's sure.
Who is the real Jesus Christ? This is a quest that we should be on right now.
You got baby Jesus, big baby Jesus, old dirty bastard. You got Spanish Jesus, and you got black Jesus.
No, you got Slim Jesus coming out too.
Oh my
shout
God!
Out Slim Jesus.
And we can't forget about Yeezus also.
Oh, Yeezus, yep. Yeah. That's crazy. We got to remind the listeners here: subscribe to this podcast.
Yes,
subscribe to their podcast.
Yeah,
on iTunes. We
like
make it
Rob and I do.
We do.
That's right.
We do. We're subscribers of your guys. Your guys is.
Appreciate that.
Use guys.
You can go to thankyourob.com on the podcast page. There's a subscribe link right there. You can click that on your iPhone. It's super slick. We're on Stitcher Radio.
That's right.
That's super slick as well.
For those people using the Android, in the Android world.
Right. Which, why are you? Why are you using it? I'm just kidding. It's cool.
Because it's $30 a month.
There you go. So yeah, no disrespect. Either way, you can subscribe. It costs you nothing. You get the episodes delivered to you every week as soon as they come out. And it's a benefit to us.
So do you guys use the Stitcher Radio app for Android? Stitcher? There's a few podcasts.
We totally neglect anybody using Android, and we just focus on iPhone users.
All together? Yeah. Well, also review the podcast if you can.
Yeah.
And you should. There's a super easy way to do it. If you're on an iPhone and you're looking at the podcast, there's these three buttons. This is new. This is why I got to tell the people how to do it. Little three dots. Look for the three dots. Click those. What is it? View podcast details. I'm already behind on this. And then there's a link in each show notes. Click this to review the podcast. Like, yeah, he's instructing you.
Is that to leave a comment or is that to...
That's to review the podcast.
I go view full description.
View full description. He's doing it right now, live. Look at if you guys had a link in your show notes there. Either way, we love reviews, shitty or not.
Yeah, all reviews. All reviews.
We
are
prefer
good
negative comments.
You do?
I love reading it.
Well, let's talk about this. You guys I've heard you talk about Suge Knight on your podcast as well. We like to talk shit about Suge Knight.
We talk about Suge Knight so much on this show. It's a little, it's borderline ridiculous.
Are you guys afraid of getting HIV?
Well, yes. Yeah. But.
There's
but
a pill
not,
for
but
that.
Not from Suge Knight.
For a very hefty fee, I hear that you can get that pill. So last week on Showtime, there was supposed to be this Showtime or this Suge Knight documentary that's supposed to air, which has been in the works for a long time.
American Dream, American Nightmare, with a K, like Suge Knight,
like Sugar Bear,
like KKK.
Oh shit!
Also like that.
Yes. Well, it didn't air. This was advertised in Rolling Stone.
50 Cent stopped it.
Why would 50 Cent not let it happen?
So they've been advertising. They built it up. They do all this stuff. And then all of a sudden it doesn't air. Showtime has not issued a statement.
No.
Suge Knight has not issued a statement.
No.
It just didn't happen.
So you guys are bummed.
I'm super bummed.
I wanted to see it. You know, I wanted to hear what Suge Knight had to say. Suge Knight let's talk a lot of shit.
And it was,
you know,
it was
just
directed
like me.
By the, by, I, is it Antoine, is it?
Fuqua. Yeah.
That would
probably be good.
If we'll ever find it, maybe it's just going to be locked away in the archives.
Right. So it didn't air, and there's like nothing on the internet saying why it didn't air. You know, what's going on? What's the story here?
That's classic Suge Knight, man. He's one of the big. I've been saying he killed. You got to think, man. He killed Eazy-E, Biggie, and Tupac. You know, he's one of the most.
Evil. And he ran that one guy over and killed him.
Man,
just recently,
that guy deserved it. You don't walk up on Suge Knight car talking shit.
Did you see that vehicle he was driving? Mm-hmm. You do not run up like that.
He said it was a Transformer. but I hear rumor has it that he's going to get off for that. I think he is too, because they obviously threatened his life. But Suge Knight, man, he's got 9, 10, 11, 12 lives. I like the barber guy that knocked him out. The fact that he's still alive is cool.
It's sort of a miracle, isn't it?
It's a miracle. we were thinking about, I was watching the game, and he was talking about the guy who threatened him in the mall.
Mm-hmm.
And the game was like, you know, that guy's no longer alive. And it was just dead silence. Like,
uncomfortable. 40
the guy that threatened the game or the guy that threatened Suge Knight?
The guy that threatened the game. But it just reminded me of, you know, once you got a little bit of money and power and you're blood, you got connects, man.
Yeah.
But, Suge, man, fuck him, you know. he went to a dispensary in L.A. last week. And it was on camera. TMZ got it, and he demanded they give him free weed because he's Suge Knight, and they wouldn't give it to him. So he punched the dude in the face and left. And it's all on camera. And Suge said that they owed him money or something. But the guy who owned the shit said no. Suge just came in demanding free weed. They wouldn't give it to him, so he punched the guy in the face.
Was it Chief Keef's dispensary? Yeah, no. Somebody supposedly died in a Chief Keef dispensary recently.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
I think Chief Keef, Suge, Blood, I almost called the gang. They all got, you know, you fuck with them, man. I remember the gang was here and beat up like 10 niggas in the crowd. All of them, all of them people, they just, it's just bad shit. You fuck with them, you die, you know?
Don't fuck with the game. Don't fuck with Suge Knight. Yeah.
Definitely don't fuck with Chief.
I was the other day I was looking on I was trying to research this and find out why this documentary didn't air.
Mm-hmm.
And I came across this Storage Wars, you know, that reality Storage Wars. The very first episode of Storage Wars, this guy buys this storage unit
and it was Suge.
And they knew it was Suge Knight stuff. And it was all like furniture,
they
beds,
just didn't
and
know
shit.
What was going to be in it, right? It was just like, here's a box of Suge Knight stuff.
And it was, he got like all of his monogram clothes. I think like $500.
What?
Well, okay, he didn't get the whole storage locker. He just got like couple boxes.
They were in
like
trunk,
boxes.
Like almost like wooden boxes.
Crates.
Stuff. Yeah, like
they were crates. Yeah.
That's the word.
Probably so he got
some,
one of them
probably
for
some
like
old murder weapons. In
it wasn't even that good. Didn't they open it up and it was like clothes?
It was monogram clothes.
It was like just big, giant Suge Knight jeans.
Red. Everything red, of course, you know, monogrammed with like Sugar Bear, Suge, you know.
They did an auction for Suge Knight stuff when he went his first bankruptcy and he was like, they said he was selling his underwear, everything. Like,
I got a pair of Suge Knight's
there's
drawers.
There's somebody out there, though, that wants Suge Knight's underwear.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
somebody.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm sure. Yeah. Some fat out there.
Gay dude that just wants to smell them.
I just thought it would be like some draws. Weird person, like a weird person who's like, I could go for those.
Yeah.
I'm into it. You know? Everyone's got a thing.
You know what? I would buy a pair of his drawers if it was like $10. And if I had like a flagpole.
What would you do with them?
If I had a flagpole, people would be like, why do you have a pair of drawers up there flying it like it's
with
a flag?
With skid marks in them. Suge Knight doesn't yeah, wipe.
Right. Those are Suge Knight's
underwear,
that
brown
sir.
Stripe right there that represents
Do you think
Suge
that
Knight?
Like, if you told people it was Suge Knight's, it would be like, Suge Knight is protecting this house? Like, I ran Suge Knight's
Suge
underwear
Knight,
up a flagpole.
Suge Knight protected.
So my house is protected. It's like having a sign that says you have a security system.
Protected by Suge Knight.
Man, I would. I don't. Man, you're not protected. Fucking with Suge.
No,
man.
No, you're not. Yeah, but that's something to say. Like, if he was at that dispensary there, you know, he's fallen on hard times. I mean, he's been falling on hard times for like the last 10 years. But if he's trying to shake people down for money right now, you know, like,
well, he goes broke every 5-10 years and bounces back. He's like the Black Donald Trump.
The man made some money, but he doesn't own any of the Death Row catalog anymore. That's all sold.
Was he forced to sell that? Or did he choose to sell that?
Well, he did bankruptcy, claimed bankruptcy, and then it was bought out by, not D3 Entertainment, it was some, like...
Koch Records.
Yeah, they bought some. I think they bought some, and this
Ruckus.
Canadian company, like E3, is that what it's called?
Yeah, something like that.
They own The Chronic now, and they own, like, Dog Pound's dog food.
Great album.
Classics, man. Man, I wish I could get some of that.
Yeah.
Make some money. But speaking of conspiracy theories, this is kind of a new thing.
I love conspiracy theories.
I know you do. I've heard you talk about these on your show.
Hell yeah.
So there's this ruthless artist back in the day named Frost.
Mm-hmm.
You guys ever heard Frost?
Mm-mm. Just Kid Frost.
Kid Frost? Is this the same guy?
No.
Oh, Kid Frost is from Two Live Crew, right?
No, Kid Frost is this is for La Raza.
That's Fresh Kid Ice.
Oh, too many kids. Kid and Play?
No.
No, not that guy? So this guy, Frost, he was on Ruthless Records in the 90s, released an album. But he was around, you know, right when Eazy-E died, and he's kind of giving second life to this conspiracy that Eazy-E was given HIV through HIV-ridden needles in acupuncture.
Yep.
And who do you think is behind it? Suge motherfucking Knight.
For sure. Have you seen the Jimmy Kimmel interview?
Yeah, that's okay. I entertain the idea of conspiracies, theories. You know, I'll get behind that. And that interview with Jimmy Kimmel. Have you seen that, John?
I haven't seen the interview.
Eerie,
no.
It's eerie.
Yeah, he says, what does he say? That Eazy-E thing. They stick you with an HIV positive needle. You know, the slow death. He calls it the Eazy-E thing.
And the crowd's like, ooh,
ooh, yeah. And I think who's on the couch there next to him?
John Leguizamo.
Is that who's there?
I think
he's
so.
That roast guy, the guy that's in like all the Comedy Central roasts.
He's funny as hell. What's his name?
Anyway. I don't know, but he's like, Suge, I'm not really too familiar with you. I don't know like which NFL team you play for.
But damn, that's you know what? It makes it. It kind of makes sense. I can't put it past Suge Knight for
no. I don't believe it. I don't know that I believe it. I'm not saying I don't believe Suge Knight didn't have something to do with Eazy-E dying. I'm just saying I don't think it was because of acupuncture needles.
Acupuncture, HIV needles.
Right.
I don't think nobody think was getting acupuncture in 91.
You have to, like, it would have to literally, like, be dripping with someone else's HIV blood as you stuck it. It's not like you could get blood on it and then, like, a couple days later stick it in and expect, like, the virus doesn't live that long.
So something that maybe we talk in our podcast this week is down in Florida, there's people putting HIV needles in gas pumps when you're pumping your gas. There's HIV needles in there. So
let's just scare the shit out of people on this episode.
Everybody in the world is
people
a
are trying
up
to kill you. People are trying to kill you right now.
Yes.
What the fuck else? Damn,
that's
expect?
Fucked up.
Yeah, AIDS, that it's is cruel world.
AIDS is so 80s.
But this is what this in this Frost interview that's going around. This guy's talking about how Eazy-E's kids don't have HIV. Yeah. None of his widow does not have HIV. None of his baby mamas have HIV. So that kind of I'm entertaining this idea. All right, I think I'm kind of sold on this.
You are, huh?
And I just Suge Knight is he's an easy target for
well,
me.
Well, it's the same thing like Whitey Bulger, man. Where like he worked with Suge worked with the police. It's well known, and he had a they gave him a pass to kill. But that, you know, when you work with the police, it comes back to haunt you. And the FBI gave Whitey Bulger a 30-year run and then decided, hey, we're going to lock you up. And that's what they're doing to Suge now. You know, you worked with us, but now it's time to get rid of you too, you know.
Damn.
That still doesn't make any sense to me. You're talking about all these people who don't have HIV. Does that you don't die from AIDS in, like, a day. Like, he was probably living it with it for a considerable amount of time, right? So you're meaning to tell me that he did not have unprotected sex with any person over the entire course of that time and transmitted the disease?
No, but what happened was they ingested him with full-blown AIDS.
So he just had AIDS.
They didn't inject him with
HIV.
They
just bypassed
HIV. They
just went straight
AIDS.
To AIDS.
Straight to AIDS.com.
And then he just died in, like... Like that?
Yeah.
Like, how long does it take to die from AIDS? I'm not a scientist.
Well, everybody
the movie,
said
it took about, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah, it was quick in the movie. It was
pretty quick. Movie's pretty accurate. We know that.
Well, clearly, movies are true. Otherwise,
they
wouldn't be allowed
to
make them.
He was okay for, like, and then it just, you know, within 30 days, it was held, what's the word? Dematerialized. I don't know.
I wonder if he even died of AIDS at all.
I wonder if
he died of something else. That's a conspiracy right there. Let's start a new one. He died of something
maybe he
else.
Never had AIDS.
Damn.
Maybe the doctor said he had AIDS.
Man. Maybe Suge gave it to him anally.
New conspiracy theory.
Conspiracy three.
Oh, man. Let's talk about the game, though, because we were talking about him earlier.
Yes.
So he stopped in New York City at the Breakfast Club, not the movie.
No.
Judd, what's his name? Judd.
Judd.
Apatow.
Nelson.
Not, Judd Nelson was not there.
Emilio Estevez.
Emilio Estevez was not there.
Emilio.
That's a great name.
He stopped in there. He was talking about his reality show, She Got Game, on VH1. I've never seen it.
I have not
you
yet.
You guys ever seen it? That's where he's looking for love.
I've seen some things.
Who the game is looking for love?
He's whooping Punub. Whooping Punub.
I remember the one when he was getting married.
The game was getting married?
Yeah, he had a
but
show.
Now he's looking for love?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
On VH1,
man.
Go
that
check
guy
it out.
Is kind of
on
a VH1. Whore.
Well, he got to start on the dating game.
Is that where he came from?
Oh, it was on like Blind Date or something like that. One of those shows, wasn't it?
Yeah. Was he really?
Years ago.
It was called Nigga Date.
I'm not familiar with that program.
What channel is that on?
BET, of course.
But he talked about, how his new album, Documentary 2, that's coming out in October, releasing it independently, which is interesting to hear a guy that's been releasing albums, you know, on these big labels and finally doing something independently and how much money he's making now. I mean, he was doing the $1,000 a day deal for 30 days, giving out $1,000.
Which is cool. I mean, good for you.
Yeah. Good for you, game.
He'll be broke in 5 years. Please don't beat me up, game, when you come to me.
But he also talked about when he was recording the Doctor's Advocate album.
Yes.
That Prince stopped in at the studio. You know, I always like a good Prince story.
Mm-hmm.
So hearing it from Game, talk about he wanted to get Prince on a track, and Prince said he wouldn't do it because there was too much cussing on the track. And before Game could even say, you know, I could just re-record the song without the cussing. Prince was gone. It just disappeared in a poof of purple smoke. Poof. Gone.
And now, we were talking about this before we went on the air, but isn't Prince like a Jehovah's Witness or something?
He is.
Pretty devoutly religious.
Mm-hmm.
So much so that I think he's not even playing a lot of his more like suggestive songs anymore.
No,
like,
he doesn't.
Good luck trying to get him to play Darling Nikki. You know, that shit's not happening. So I get it. I mean, yeah. I get it for him. I don't like it. But then again, do you think a collaboration between Prince and Game would be any good?
I was just going to say, that's terrible.
Maybe
I don't want that.
And you know how the Game sounds like, whoever, whatever song he's on with the person, he would sound like, try to sound like Prince on the song.
That'd be interesting. I don't know if it would have made the album.
I always hated that about Game. Like, if he does a song with Eminem, he sounds like Eminem. If he does a song with Kendrick, he tries to rap like Kendrick. Like, he's like,
it sounds like Dre, too, on that Compton album. Yeah, same deal. Same deal.
Yeah, I didn't really like his verse on the Compton.
He never had an identity, man. You know, always identity crises.
But he also said that Doctor's Advocate was a better album than
Documentary, which we talked about, and I think I agree. I think Doctor's Advocate is better than Documentary.
Yeah. Are you guys fans of the Game at all? Doctor's Advocate album?
I like the album with Dream.
Dream was on Documentary, I believe. That was produced by Kanye, right?
Yeah, that was a good one. Did Kanye really produce that, though?
Oh. Doctor's Advocate, though, did have the track Wouldn't Get Far, produced and featuring Kanye.
That's a great one.
That was a good
one. Wouldn't Get Far. What was that name of that album?
Doctor's Advocate.
And Dr. Dre had nothing to do with that album.
No.
And there's like a song, like a love song to Dr. Dre on the album where he's like almost in tears. It was embarrassing.
The Game is one of the biggest jokes in the game, but he beats up so many people that you gotta, you know, give him credit.
In that Breakfast Club interview, they were asking him about his beefs that he has with other rappers and whatnot, and how he says he would rather not have beef. He'd rather physically fight, you know, than to, like, verbally, you know, go back and forth, which is cool. I mean, I'd like to see him fight people.
I'd like to see him fight Drake.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Drake?
Beat the fuck out of Drake.
I think they're boys, though. They're friends.
Let Game tell it. He's cool with everybody. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Game was going to fight Lil Durk. Or actually, he got into it. He did a song with one of Lil Durk's enemies. And then Lil Durk and his little Chi-Town gunslingers checked him in the club. And Game wanted no parts of those little crazy motherfuckers. Mm-hmm.
And Game, he's had some beef stuff going on. I mean, didn't he just have a thing with Young Thug? I think that was something that...
Yeah. Young Thug just shitted on him on Instagram the other day, talking shit about the Game still. So they still beefing. I'd like to see him fight Young Thug. That would be a good...
I wonder, what do you think Young Thug's fighting style is? He's just so skinny.
Do you think he got
a long reach?
No, I think he has long nails.
So he's more of like a scratch and claw type.
I think he's a scrapper. He likes
imagine Young Thug is like a stick and move because he's got long arms. So he's probably just
just imagine quick a pop quick and then, bop.
Yeah,
I don't think he's been in a fist fight ever in his life.
I'd imagine he'd throw some dirt in your face.
Yeah,
and then like the old wrestling, he'd get the salt. Like the Japanese wrestlers used to get the thing of salt and they throw it in your eyes. That's what you talk with too.
You don't see much of that.
You just blow
days.
Molly in your eyes.
That'd be an interesting fight.
Oh man!
I wonder if that's happened. If you throw some cocaine in your face,
if you whoop Young Thug, man, you would lose so many followers. They would be so mad.
Well, the documentary 2 comes out October 9th.
October.
Are you guys going
to
check it out?
I don't think anybody cares, man.
Like, no? I would listen to it. We talked about it, and here's why I'm excited about it. Not because I care about the Game, but we a couple weeks ago we talked about this. The list of people who are going to be on this record is insane. Dre is going to be on it. Snoop's going to be on it. Kendrick's going to be on it. Kanye's going to be on
it. Pablo.
So you're listening to it for the other
people. For the
people.
Other people. Right. So it's not.
Which I've never listened to a Game album because of the features.
No.
Because the Game album is pretty much the Game featuring everybody else.
Right.
And whoever he's on the song with, he raps like him. He dick rides him. Kanye, I'm praying for your moms. Yo, Dre, we got to do like everything. Just like.
Yeah, he talks about other people a lot. Oh, a lot. Yeah.
Weezy, you know we still cool.
He also has problems with like timelines. Like he was, I think it's in the Dream song where he's talking about, he said he woke up out the coma 2001 around the same time Dre dropped 2001 when clearly the album came out in 1999. So when did you wake up out of the coma? Was it 1999 or was it 2000 game?
Get your shit straight.
If he come heard, on, if he man. Heard you say that, he would fuck you.
Yeah, you'd be in a physical fight.
Yep.
And I don't know. I guess I'd have your back.
I don't want to.
We'll
game.
See. I don't know. Are you guys into like Shabazz Palaces? You guys heard Shabazz Palaces?
I'm more of a Diggable Planets kind of.
Yeah, dude. Me too. What do you think of Shabazz Palaces? Have you heard much of that?
Yeah, you fuck with Shabazz Palaces?
A little bit, not yeah. Right. No.
No. Because it's kind of like some. What I explained to John was like it's like Diggable Planets, but he's trying to be like a little too different, kind of like Outkast. But I don't know. It's interesting.
Minneapolis fucks with him though.
They do, absolutely. He's on the Doomtree Zoo show this weekend.
That's right.
Saturday.
Doomtree Zoo. That's gonna be a big show.
Big show.
A$AP Rock's gonna be there.
A$AP Rock.
Hopefully this time we won't get in a Twitter fight.
What? Why would you do that?
When he came
for Soundset.
So they announced the lineup for Soundset, and he's got a track on the Hail Mary Malin record called Breakdance Beach, which I love. And so I told people on the podcast listeners to start tweeting at A$AP Rock to play Breakdance Beach at Soundset. And I created this hashtag Breakdance Beach at Soundset. And people started tweeting it at him. He's like, you can just knock that shit off right now because I'm not playing it. I'm like, damn it. So then people started jumping in him, and one of my buddies, Joe Grizzly, and him got into like a sort of a beef on Twitter.
Twitter beef.
They were like in a battle about like, he's like, you're just being an asshole, man. Your fans just want to hear your music. And he's like, I'm going to play what I want, blah, blah, blah.
I remember one time I tweeted, I don't know nothing about A$AP Rock, mm-hmm. but I like A$AP Rocky, and I had so much Twitter backlash. Oh, dude, I thought you were cool. You don't like A$AP Rock. Oh, man, you don't know your music and all that. And I'm like, to this day, I've never heard A$AP yep. Rock song. It's like it's kind of that hip hop mm-hmm. where you know a whole album complaining about having to go to work.
It's real wordy. It's real.
It is real wordy. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I like some of the stuff he does. I don't like some of the stuff he does. But
well, in that similar vein, mm-hmm. Muja or P Murder, do you record? Do you rap too?
I've made a song. It's called Pancakes. You can check it out on my SoundCloud.
I will do
Pancakes?
That.
Pancakes.
He's
I don't know if I believe you. Is that real?
That's real.
No,
that's
real.
It's a real song.
Because I love flapjacks.
Did you record it? Like, did you make the beat?
I made the beat.
You made the beat. No
I
guest appearances?
All. Nope. It's all me.
All you.
And that's the only song?
It's the only one.
Damn.
Yep.
I want to hear this.
Well, Muja, since you have a really big catalog of music, have you ever recorded a song that you're like, I'm going to record this song, but I'm never going to perform it live? Like in the vein of Breakdance
Beach.
Like
what they did with Breakdance Beach.
No, but I feel him. I mean, he probably, you know, A$AP Rock's been on the road for a while. He's probably tired of that song. And it's like my shit pocket full of slave owners. Like, mm-hmm. are you going to do that? And it's like, no, not tonight. It's like Prince with Purple Rain. Like, I'm not doing that shit. I did that shit for 25 years.
I'm in the vein of like, you give the people what they want, right? I mean, like... If you didn't like something, then why? I mean, people pay money to see you. I feel like you should give the people what they want. Because, like, you're not there for, I mean, like, yeah, you're an artist and you write their songs for you, but, like, you wouldn't be there if people weren't paying to see you.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. How would you play a song, like, that has two features on it, though, you know? Unless those artists
like
Pocketful
of Slaver
was
those.
Slave Owner,
got,
I have
that's
two
tough
verses.
Cause there's, so. Yeah, because you bookend it, right? You open it and you close it, right?
Yeah, so I could just do the two verses, or I'll just do the first verse and cut it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But yeah, everyone's got their own.
So I was out at Coachella, mm-hmm. and then Drake is filled with features. He's got he collabs with everybody, mm-hmm. but he just teased the fuck out of everybody. And it was the closing night of Coachella.
Yeah.
And one of the things at Coachella is the special guests, mm-hmm. and like there really weren't like too many special guests happening at last year's. So, but then he would like he opened it with the Big Sean song, mm-hmm. and everybody's thinking like Big Sean's gonna come out like right out the bat. And then he just does his shit, bam, onto the next. And he mm-hmm. just toyed with the crowd the entire time. So, but it was kind of cool just because it was like, he was just playing with everybody.
He was the puppet master. Mm-hmm. He was playing the crowd.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Did you know that Drake wears every single chain even when he's in the house?
I believe it.
I heard that.
Why would you not? He said it on.
Well, he doesn't have to walk. He probably just like rolls around on a hoverboard.
True.
Did you see that Drake has over, I think he has 100, top 100 songs now.
How is that possible?
He's
is every song he's ever released the top 100?
Yes, so I don't know.
I mean, good for him.
Like he
makes money
reading this. Everything on that was the top 100.
Yeah, there you go.
Hotline Bling wasn't even on anything. That was just part of like the Meek Mill mixtape.
I can't do it. I tried so hard to get into Drake. Because I got friends who were like, come on, man. It's cool. You just keep listening. So I just keep listening over and over. And I went on like Spotify and I pulled every Drake album and I just listened to shit. I'm like, okay, I'm going to make a playlist of all the songs I like and maybe I can. And by the end, I listened to every album. I think I had like three songs. I'm like, I vibe on these three songs.
Akon had an interview today about how he passed up on signing Drake. Mm-hmm. That's kind of like kicking yourself in the
ass. Yeah, we actually just talked about something similar because Fat Joe was talking about how he could have signed Eminem like six times over.
Please.
He's like, Eminem gave me demos and I didn't sign them and I feel stupid about it now. But it's like, yeah.
Whoops.
But that's well, thank kind of God he like didn't makes. Sign
Can we you imagine Eminem on a terror squad?
Yeah, yeah. I said the only benefit would have been cool to hear like the Big Pun Eminem songs, but I think the rest of it, I think everything worked out.
Yeah.
I think it worked out pretty well.
Pun and Eminem on a song would have been fucking sensational.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You guys like Star Wars? You fans of Star Wars?
It's cool.
It's all right.
I accept it.
I'm more a fan of the real government programs.
Yeah.
well, I follow that very closely. Yeah.
As you probably know, there's a new Star Wars movie coming out this year.
Yes.
December 18th. It's a national holiday.
Anyone who listens to the podcast knows because we talk about it every mm-hmm. week.
That's what's up.
December 18th is my birthday. All right.
Ooh.
It's very, very special. Yes. Yes,
me
sir.
Me too. December 10th.
Nice. December 10th. I knew I liked you for a reason. I was still trying to figure out what it was.
I don't want to be judgmental, but out of all of the, the horoscope thing, Sagittarius, man, they got shit on lock. You know,
the most philosophical of all the signs.
The funniest.
Yep.
You know, DMX.
DMX, yeah.
By the way, DMX is working at the IHOP.
I saw that. Yeah.
Is that real?
He doesn't have to wear a uniform, but he works there.
Does he have to wear a hairnet?
No.
A chinette.
That's a black girl.
Oh, that's what we should get on
Chinette
here.
Dubois.
What is it?
We should DMX get barking? A DMX barking. That would be perfect for the button bar. We haven't used a button bar at all today.
We haven't. Let's
haven't talked about Ice Cube.
Let's talk about Meow the Jewels.
Meow.
You guys are familiar with Run the Jewels?
Yeah. Is that what it's called?
Meow the Jewels came out this week. All cats, all the time.
Do they rap on
they
it?
Rap, yeah, all the raps are the same, but the beats are all cat sounds.
Yeah,
completely funded by the fans.
Yeah, right. Part of the Kickstarter.
They raised $500,000. I can't even get five people to come out to a show.
you gotta have a Kickstarter to get people to come to your show.
Yeah,
like this is funding.
Cats.
To come
I
to
should
my
do
show.
A mixtape based on the play cats and fuck. Blow the
it
fuck
would be Muja Meow Saya.
You get in free if you paint your face like a kitty.
Yeah, there you go.
What if I just wear like whiskers? Just whiskers.
If you surgically implant them, you fucking can. You can host.
I might do that.
Fucking,
I'll see what I'll
fucking
see what
HIV
I can do.
Acupuncture needles that look like whiskers.
I got HIV for this shit. I got
first
HIV.
Person with HIV gets in free.
Yeah, okay. Oh damn!
Fuck. We've been doing this show now for what? Almost. I mean, between from when you first started, what 3 years?
Yeah.
I bet HIV has been mentioned more in this episode than literally every episode combined.
Yeah, I agree. We're just looking out for the people, you know?
The people. So, yeah, Meow the Jewels, have you had a chance to listen?
I've listened, yes. It's, you know, and this is the thing, it's kind of not a novelty, I don't know if that's the right word.
Yeah.
That's exactly the right
word. It is a little gimmicky.
Novelty. It's a gimmicky thing, you know, but it's not done to, it was done to fulfill the Kickstarter thing.
Right.
And not to make like $1 million.
Did it start like as like a Twitter joke?
As
though?
A joke, yes.
Well, yeah, they had like this.
And then they donated the money though to some worthwhile stuff.
They did, yeah. I think it was like a $50,000 goal.
Yeah, it was a lot of
money. And
they
probably raised $150,000.
Yeah, they raised a lot of money.
Yeah, because it was for the Run the Jewels 2 album. They had like all these crazy levels of the
And they got it.
Deal, yeah.
Meow the Jewels.
Meow the Jewels. And it's because it's like, it's really, fine. Are they going to really come, you know, follow through with
this?
I don't get it. So it's just the album, Run the Jewels 2, remixed with Cat Sound samples.
Shout out to Killer Mike, because he linked up with the white boy, and now he can get money. Killer Mike would have never thought of that.
It's cool. It makes you sort of appreciate, because like the lyricism, I mean, still Run the Jewels mm-hmm. is cool, but it's not something I would choose to listen to for fun, but it makes you appreciate LP's production.
Yeah.
Because you're like, well, these are all Cat Sounds, which is fine for like 30 seconds. And then you're listening to it for 45 minutes. This is too many Cat Sounds.
Can we do this with like a DMX album and just get like all
dog
these beats
sounds?
With dog
sounds?
Sounds.
Yes.
Yeah. Probably thinking like, yo, I could have fucking done that.
Bark. Man, bark the Jewels. Let's do this.
But I got to say this, and I'm not taking credit for this, but
yeah.
Killer Mike was on Snoop Dogg's show. What is that show called?
The one where he smokes weed and they talk about stuff?
Double G.
Yeah.
GGN or
GGN,
something?
Yeah, yeah. And Killer Mike was on, and Killer Mike was telling Snoop about the Meow of the Jewels, and Snoop did this.
Meow, 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 meow,
so
meow,
I was
meow,
like,
meow, meow,
Snoop,
meow,
fucking
meow.
Snoop Dogg doing the Meow Mix song.
Meow Mix.
Meow Mix. So I had to sample that for our soundboard here. Mm-hmm. And that's what the Meow the Jewels album opens up with is
yes.
that conversation with Snoop and the Meow Mix thing.
There's some stuff of like Snoop Dogg doing like his rendition of the Migos, and there was a Minneapolis producer that sampled that and like put it over a beat, and then some blogs picked that up. That's got a ton of plays.
Yeah.
It's on SoundCloud.
Snoop,
go peep that.
You just record everything Snoop says.
It's golden.
Always.
That guy should have a reality show.
He does.
He
it's GGN. He has
it. Oh, he has it. GGN.
Like that's a yeah. show. I thought it was just like
no,
him interviewing people.
He had
people
his
and
shit
stuff.
On like MTV though, like with his fam
yeah.
and stuff.
Because I saw the thing where he had the show, but that was mostly about like him and his son playing football and shit.
Yeah,
like that.
Now his son's like, I'm not gonna. Play
now
football,
he yeah,
I'm
and he
rap.
Quit football anyway, so it was a waste of a reality
and
show.
And he had potential too.
I'm glad
he?
I didn't invest.
No, he didn't.
He didn't. He was just getting places because of.
No, he was like Puffy's kid. Like he's barely there.
Damn.
He's
little
there for
Bibby,
the name.
Little Bibby's going to UCLA, though. He just got his diploma. He said he's going to UCLA now. UCLA is fucking dope. UCLA and
that's
USC,
where Snoop's
man.
Kid was going, I thought, right?
Yeah.
Because wasn't Snoop like a big USC guy? He was always wearing Trojan stuff and on the sidelines at the USC games. So was that the deal that his kid was going to UCLA instead of USC?
Well, but USC's in the hood. Mm-hmm. It's in South Central. You got to get, you know, he's probably taking his son out to the hood and mm-hmm. take him an hour across town to Beverly Hills. UCLA is the that's the shit.
Beverly Kills.
No, they call it that.
Beverly Hills.
That's like when they call it what do they call it? Kill it murder soda. Like no,
it's like,
we got
no.
20 murders a year. We can't call it murder soda.
Yeah, I don't know if we could claim that. We need a little more Suge Knight in Minnesota, I think. Let's not.
I don't
do
think
who's
so.
Who's the Minnesota Fats? That's the Suge Knight of Minnesota.
Oh, yeah. What's up with that guy?
He's
Minnesota
chilling.
Fats.
He's cool. He's somewhere on Snapchat and Instagram.
Should we get into some wrestling news
Let's
here?
Do it.
You want to do that?
Yeah.
We're going to wrestling. This week's episode of the Wrestling News is brought mm-hmm. to you by Johnny Question Mark's new radio show, Hometown Hype, airing on WEQY Eastside Radio.
104.7 WEQY.
Every Thursday
night, 8 p.m.
Yeah, check
we're
it out.
We're playing 100% local hip-hop. That's all we do for 1 hour a week, and it's awesome.
And
first
some,
episode was last
you
week.
You need some
Muja
Messiah on there.
I would love to get some Muja Messiah on there. We'll talk after the show.
Maybe some P. Murder pancakes.
There you go. Is there a clean? Hey. Is pancake clean?
No, there's some.
Is there an edited version? Give me an edited version.
All right.
There isn't one.
So the wrestling news this week really isn't news. It's more speculation.
I love speculation.
Based on something that WWE did this week. They have two sections on their website for wrestlers. One is called Alumni. One is the current roster. This week, interestingly enough, the profile for The Rock was moved from alumni to current roster.
Oh, The Rock.
Fueling speculation that The Rock will be making his triumphant return to the WWE.
The Rock, that's a good looking guy.
I want another collab with Wyclef Jean and The Rock.
Oh, man. They did that song. That happened.
That happened.
That happened.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. The Masquerade album, right?
Oh, my
was
God.
Was that on that album?
I don't know. I was watching like the 2001 Source Awards last night for some reason. That shit was on there.
I forgot about that.
Of all,
that
the, is all the years.
It's so bad. It's so bad.
Yeah, damn.
Oh, man. That's but so yeah, weird. So The Rock might be coming back, which is kind of cool. That's kinda like cool. If you're a fan of that era of wrestling, which I definitely am, mm-hmm. the rumor is he's going to come back and lead up to a match against Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania.
Damn.
They should have a baby and call him Rock Lesnar.
I watched a little bit of Monday Night Raw.
Did
right?
you?
I did. Because now you might be asking yourself, how did I watch this?
How
because,
did you watch it? Because you don't have cable.
Because we don't have cable here.
That's right.
But I like to watch things questionably
legal.
Legal. Yeah, right? I'm not going to pay a fucking dime to Comcast right. or any
they
cable
provider.
They are
fucking crooks.
Yeah, yeah. So I have my means. And yep. My son, who's 7 years old, mm-hmm. Likes wrestling, but we don't get to watch it much. And it just happened to be Monday night. I found this channel. We watched, who was it? John Cena wrestle
yep.
these three guys.
You wrestled three guys?
And the...
Pause.
The Dudley Boys came out.
The Dudley Boys
I didn't know
are
those
back.
Guys were still wrestling.
They were gone for a long time,
are
and
they
now
they're
back. The Dudleys? I don't know where they're
they
from.
They got to be like in their 50s. They're
probably close to it, yeah.
They're old.
They are.
But they still wrestle.
It's tough
being like a older generation rapper, but I just say at least I'm not like a 38-year-old boxer or wrestler.
Right. That's a tough racket.
Can you give me a match, bro? I'm trying to get a matches. Fucking money, dog.
What is it? What is like a quick match called? Isn't there a name for that? Like a
quickie?
A quick match? Like when one pause. Guy really just beats the shit out of another guy really fast?
Sure.
That's called a squash.
Just give me a squash.
Just give me a squash. I'll squash. I'll get squashed.
Did you see John Cena in Trainwreck?
Yes.
No, but I heard
he was really good.
It was great.
Man. I was blown away, man. That was unexpected.
Pause.
Unexpected.
but he was having sex with Amy Schumer. She was like, talk to me dirty. And he was like, okay, I'm in the gym. I'm doing squats. Oh, my God. And he came thinking about himself. I thought
right,
that shit was phenomenal, man. That shit. He was the highlight of the movie.
He was.
LeBron.
And LeBron, too.
Was not the highlight of the movie. His hairline was.
It's back hairline. Now, right?
It's back.
Where it was gone, and it was back.
There's a projector that follows him.
It just shoots it on there.
I just figured he got the... Who was it that got the tattoos... There was a basketball player that had the
Carlos
hairline.
Boozer.
Carlos Boozer. All of a sudden, boom, shoe he had polish. This like perfect hair wow. hairline.
Wow.
I went to a Timberwolves game, and Boozer, we sat next behind the bench, and people just gave Boozer such a hard time. Boozer, you fucking suck. But when your last name's fucking Boozer, dog. Fucking ain't shit. Carlos Boozer ain't shit.
You gotta
He's like the human version of Derrick Rose's knee.
Oh, damn.
Carlos Boozer had a good run. I mean, he made a long time in the NBA. He played for a long time.
He's no Devin George.
No.
You got to be pretty tough to be a sports star cuz people yell shit like that.
People are mean.
Yeah, mean.
People are mean assholes.
Yeah. Yeah.
In generally speaking.
Well, that wraps up
wrestling news.
Wrestling news for the week. So it's coming soon to whatever WEQY website is a streaming version
yeah,
of.
Yeah, we're working on getting streaming up on there, hopefully very soon, and we can link to it from johnny?.com. One more thing, if you have submissions, as long as it is radio clean, you can send them to hometownhype@gmail.com.
You got it.
So if
and
you're a rapper.
And special announcement, the Godcast will now be premiering on KMOJ Sunday mornings after the gospel.
Yes.
Really?
The Godcast.
No. It'd have to
it
be
should.
Some
it
heavy
should.
Editing there.
I'd like it.
After you get purified, you know, make crack like this. make. How's a Doogie Howser?
Yep.
Doogie Howser.
Yep.
How can you support the podcast?
Our podcast. Oh, well, you can use the Amazon Associates program.
What's that? Tell me
about
it.
Well, you go to thankyourob.com, and there's a link there. It says Amazon Associates. You click that link. It takes you to Amazon.com. You make the purchases you normally make on Amazon, and the only difference is a small portion of the proceeds come back to the Thank You Rob podcast to help cover our production costs and the like. doesn't change anything for you. You can still use your Prime. You can still use any gift cards or nice. Discount codes.
So
that
whatever
you might
they
have.
Buy on Amazon, a portion goes to you guys.
Is it advertising dollars?
Advertising. Yeah.
So a small. If you click the link, you buy something on Amazon. It's a little slice off the cheese comes back to the Thank You Rob podcast.
And we'll just be rolling in money.
And that's how we were able to get this nice boom.
We'll remix every episode of the podcast with cat sounds. How about this? All the background music, there isn't any.
Thank Meow Rob.
All the voices will be cats.
Yes.
Just talking, meowing back and forth.
I love that idea.
Meow the cast.
I think anybody that's a fan of that is just not going to like. They're not going to like my music. Those are the exact kind of people I shit on.
So what we're saying is if you want to buy something on Amazon, don't go to Amazon.com. Go to thankyourob.com/Amazon and buy your shit there.
So buy your
Mooja Messiah. Mooja Messiah albums are on Amazon.
On Amazon.com.
If people, listeners of the show that are like, Meow the Jewels is terrible, but Mooja Messiah's music is incredible, then you go to thankyourob.com/Amazon and buy. You'll get paid, man. You'll still get paid.
Hurry up and buy.
Hurry up and buy. Mooja Messiah and P. Murda. P. Murda, very well known for the pancake song.
Mm-hmm.
What is the song? Is it about pancakes?
Yeah. It's how to make
like it already.
Pancakes are a metaphor for life.
May make pancakes like this.
Pancakes, is there going to be like a pancake of like a pancake wrap beef between you and Mac Lethal?
I'm just trying to get like Prince to come into the game. I went to his house once and I actually ate pancakes, so it was like one of the highlights.
Highlight of your life?
No.
Oh.
Just one of the highlights.
Just one of many.
Oh, man. So, yeah, you guys, hosts of the Godcast,
yep.
Which I'm a fan of, Rob's a fan of. I appreciate you guys joining us.
Absolutely.
Appreciate
Very
y'all.
Exciting.
So what's what got you guys into the podcast game? It's thick.
So we were cooking crack one day, and we were like, "Ah, we shouldn't be cooking all this crack." We're like, "Oh, but the shit that we would say when
need
we would
get
be
about
cooking
the game.
Crack was like, this is some like life changing shit, and the people need to hear this." So we figured if we just recorded like when we cook crack, we could just share that with the people. So that's why it is How to Cook Crack.
Damn.
That's it.
That's pretty much it. Well, thanks
I
for coming by, guys.
See y'all later.
And for people who don't know, in addition to being a podcast host, Mooja Messiah is sort of a legend around here as in the Twin Cities hip hop community. He's been doing it for a really long time.
Allegedly.
Doing solo stuff. You've done the Raw Villa previous?
Villa Rosa?
The track, yep, the with... I'm spacing her name.
Maria Issa.
There you go.
Oh, shit.
She's a movie star right now.
Who's
with Danny Trejo.
Former guest of the podcast.
Yeah, she's a
friend of the podcast.
Yeah.
So you've been around. I mean, you've done a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
All sorts of stuff.
I just stay busy, man, because if I don't, I get depressed.
You do stay busy, man. So your last two albums, working with Martyr.
Yeah.
Friend of the podcast.
Another friend of the podcast.
Yeah, I got another album about to drop that all the beats produced by Rock Marciano. It's an EP called Saran Rap. That's coming out next. And then the Villa Rosa album. And then I got Southside Samurai. Paul told me just to be the Minneapolis Gucci man. Just
do
stockpile,
it. Gucci.
Stockpile material and keep putting it out. And so,
bag up that work.
You know, a lot of people in my bracket or my age at this point are frustrated with their career or they're on tour. I'm kind of like stuck in the middle, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in purgatory. I enjoy what I do, and I'm having fun.
Free Gucci.
How did you we were just talking about Gucci has a movie coming
10/17.
Out.
Yes.
He's up on it.
He's
all over
so
it.
We were talking about a note that he just released, and he signed it. He's like talking about the movie, and he signed the letter Gucci Spielberg.
Yeah, Gucci Spielberg.
Which is like pretty lofty for a guy who's never put out a movie before.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So pretty high expectations for yourself,
right.
Gucci Spielberg. And he also created a LinkedIn page for himself, which feels a little unnecessary
that
if,
is
you're, if you're Gucci Mane.
Very
but,
professional
you know.
Of him, LinkedIn.
He's like
LinkedIn.
2 years late.
Speaking of social media, Mooja Messiah is on MySpace. You were on the. I think every time
Damn,
every time I've talked to you, you've mentioned your MySpace page, which
is
real.
MySpace and Nintendo.
And Nintendo. It's, that's
just,
right. That's
it's
right.
Just a little easier for me than Snapchat.
You catch me on MySpace.
Yeah, you're on MySpace, man. That's cool. That's cool. Have you had that page since MySpace, the MySpace days?
I don't know.
This is a brand new MySpace. Brand new MySpace.
I just set it up. September 1st, I made it a goal.
Finally, I'm on MySpace.
I do miss MySpace, man. Put me in your top 8 if you're listening.
Didn't like Justin Timberlake buy MySpace and he was going to make a thing out of
it?
Yeah,
he was going to.
He didn't, though.
He didn't. It didn't go
that's,
much.
That's why I like Nick Lachey.
It does look flashy. It looks smooth.
Do you say you like Nick
Lachey or JT? Which one?
Who do I prefer?
I'm kidding. Everybody. Like,
wait, is that a question?
Nick Lachey.
So, Muja, tell us about how'd you link up with Mike the Martyr? How'd that happen?
Tony Bone, at a Tony Bone session, Martyr came up to me and offered to give me some beats, and I just like his energy, and we worked together, and it's always been productive and positive, and Martyr is able to maintain this strong work ethic and still be in the streets and party and do whatever he wants, but he's still probably the most productive producer in the city and always working, and I just really dig the kid, and he says the funniest shit, and he's the homie, man.
I really enjoy Martyr's production.
He is prolific,
music.
Man. That guy works.
He does.
He has so many beats.
Yeah, yeah. And so you don't have just two full albums completely produced by Martyr. Very good albums. So Angel Blood Soup's the new one.
Yes.
I actually got the album from Martyr himself.
Yes.
He stole it.
I didn't. He wasn't. It was sitting there on
his
bookshelf.
I was at his house.
And
I just swept
it. He had a stack of them. So
Martyr
like,
ain't tripping, Martyr.
Put it in my back pocket.
No. Martyr's tripping.
So how long have you guys been doing the podcast now?
We're on episode 23, just came out. So we're probably like 25 weeks in, like 27 weeks in. No, some weeks just don't come. Mysterious things happen.
Did either of you guys have any podcasting experience prior to starting the Godcast, or was it just both of you got together and was like, let's do this shit?
Kind of just like our life and just like kicking it, talking, be like, this shit needs to be recorded.
Yeah.
But neither of you had a podcast or anything like that before the Godcast?
No.
Usually starting a podcast, much like myself, is like, here's a good analogy. We were talking analogies. It's like,
we love analogies.
The first time you have sex, you're like, I know how to do this. And then it's like complete shit. Just like the first like 20 episodes of this podcast right here.
Yeah.
Shit.
Terrible.
But your guys isn't shit.
No, it's
how
not.
How did you do it? Have you guys had sex before?
I'm still a virgin.
Still a virgin.
We're wrestling fans.
We're saying wrestling fans don't have sex.
Hey, that's rude. That's rude.
He has a kid.
I am a child.
I don't know how that happened. Better get a blood test.
It's a miracle.
They have sex with Dungeons and Dragons fans. Hey, but we played on our awkwardness and our ability to not be experienced or versed in the situation. So we wanted it to be awkward. We wanted it to be very opinionated and very offensive. And so with that being said, we didn't have any rules or regulations, so we just did it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's caught on, and you know, we're getting good feedback.
And you've had good guests.
Really good guests.
Amber Ace Cleveland.
I look at your guys' guest list sometimes and I get jealous.
If you have a podcast, you have to have Amber Ace Cleveland on it.
Of course.
Anyone who's listening who's like, I want to start a podcast, just hit up Amber Ace Cleveland.
Call Ace.
No, but you had, who'd you've had on? Tech, Greg Grease, Los Nativos.
Rock Marciano.
Rock Mars, yeah.
We had just had Finding Novion and the crew on there, and they just dropped a project as well. So
is that on 23 here?
What? That was a few 21. Weeks ago. That was like 20, 21 or something.
Our rule is if you want to be on the podcast, you can't ask to be on the podcast.
Yeah, so like
they have to ask. You have
once
to
you
ask,
ask you're crossed
off. Yeah, you're off the
you're
list.
You're banned.
Yep.
We got I Self Divine coming on next week.
So oh, that's awesome.
We're going to make a lot of people mad.
So how did the Rock Marciano thing come about? So you got an album produced by him?
Yep.
And you've had him on the podcast.
Saran Rap. Yeah, we met at Soundset, and he was with The Alchemist, and was probably my two favorite producers in the game. And I just approached him, and And ever since then, you know, we've been kind of, you know, I can honestly say we homies now, you know what I'm saying?
And he's in New York, right?
Yeah.
New York.
Jersey. He's in Jersey now.
Jersey.
So is it Saran Wrap, like rap with a R? Yeah. Or rap with a W, like Saran Wrap?
No, we crossed the
Nobody
W out.
Spelt it out yet.
Or this is the first time anyone's ever brought it
up. Rap, it's R-A-P. It's a play on word.
Okay. Yeah.
It's like the WNBA, but without the W. Aaron was like, I want to watch the MNBA. They should call it that.
Shout out to the Lynx, by the way.
Man, I love them.
Are they in the championship?
They
game?
Are.
Yeah.
Good
yeah.
for them. Man, I feel like they're always in the championship.
Yeah, they are. That's because
maybe we take them for
the only team in Minnesota that
that's
can,
right.
can win games.
People take them for granted, like how I take the Wild for granted. Like,
yep.
Yeah. Well, that's I appreciate that you guys have a podcast and that it's got a hip hop feel, but it's not just about hip hop. Ours is a little hip hop heavy, but that's all right.
It depends.
Right.
It depends on the week. Sometimes it's more, you know, you just switch it up.
We did that on purpose. We could have did one where, you know, I freestyle, I play my music, I play all our friends' music, but we wanted to kind of use it as an outlet to get away from that, you know, because let the music speak for itself. So occasionally we debut our own music and our own stuff, but mostly we just try to keep it away from that and just more topics and conversation and other people's shit.
It's your platform. Do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, yeah.
And the chemistry between you two guys is pretty entertaining.
Yeah, you guys have a very interesting dynamic on the show. I get a kick out of that.
Hell yeah.
P Murder, tell us about the open mic thing that you do.
Oh shit, that's tomorrow.
It is.
That's tomorrow night already?
I gotta
get some people.
Yeah, so that happens up at Fifth Element, so once a month, first Thursday of every month. Went on hiatus for a bit. Mally stepped out. He was hosting it for a bit. So then he dipped out, or I don't know what happened, but we just stopped doing it. And I always thought it was cool. Like, so that's my place of employment. And I was like, yo, we need to do this because people hit me up about it. I'm out at the shows and shit. Some people asked me about it. So I got that shit going and been having fun with it.
So what sort of turnout do you get? Is it mostly new people, young artists, or do you get experience, or is it a mix of?
It's a good mix. We get like a lot of youngins. Like for some people, it's usually somebody's like first time grabbing the microphone. Mm-hmm. Like, and then you might get like another artist that's like out in the scene that's got shows and shit that just want. And I really like it that it's a cool aspect of it too, because we can get like some new people, then just like, so then people can see like how stage presence and like how to control your breaths, and then I get to like use that, and I like to use it as a platform. I like to coach the kids. These are my
I appreciate
youngins.
That about him. He does give good criticism and feedback. Mm-hmm. And,
like
know.
if you need to hear suck, that. I'm gonna tell you suck. That's and good. I'm gonna make you laugh.
Well, he told 1 week I was there. He said all the white rappers, you know, just because you like Slug. An idea, you know, you don't have to sound like them. And then after the guy went, he came back and said, that goes for black rappers too. You know, you don't have to sound like Chief Keef all the time. You know what I mean? So I was like, that's good. That's good.
People need to hear that shit. In Minnesota, it seems like the Minnesota nice thing. People are too polite.
It's Minnesota passive aggressive.
Passive aggressive, right. Yes. Yes. But that's good. People need to hear that shit.
Yeah, so these are my youngins. I'm just trying to put them up on some game.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
I love that.
So that's every Thursday?
First Thursday of every month.
First Thursday, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What time?
Registration's from 5 to 6, and then the mic's open from 6 to 8.
Shout out old young-ass Chris.
Old young-ass Chris.
Yeah.
I love it.
Is he good? Is he killing it? What's up
no,
with
Chris? No, he hosted. Well, he's up there. He works at Fifth Element, but he's like 20, but he like
got this mindset of like an 80-year-old or something.
He tucks his shirt in and shit.
That's funny.
Old soul.
He doesn't sag his pants. That's why my mom likes him.
So you work at Fifth Element too, huh?
Yeah.
And do you work the nights of the show and up until the point? So you're there for signups and whatnot, or is it?
Yep.
How does that work?
Yep.
You're there with the clipboard, and you're like, you ready?
I got a sheet of paper up there, and then people know the deal, and they just sign up.
They get a little time slot or something, or how?
Talk about the people who consistently come, and that's what they look for a month, and like
we got shout out Beat a Man, because he's been at everyone this year so far.
Beat a Man,
Beat a Man, call him Bryce because he doesn't. I saw a Facebook post
it and it makes him uncomfortable.
And he's like, oh,
Bryce is not a good rap name. That's like Kyle.
No, but yeah, we got some people for sure coming out every month. Man. But I'm just for those people too. I like last month. I was like, yo, I really appreciate you guys coming out every month, but like you guys shouldn't use this as like your main outlet. Like all you really need to do is like give a phone call to a venue and be like, yo, this is what I'm doing. I've got like this album, this album, this album. Let me have a show. And like, cause there was this one kid, it was like his first time like performing and like grabbing the microphone. And then like the next time, cause he was a student at the U of M, and then he opened for Alan Kingdom at the U of M just because he called the U and
he
was
made
like,
a phone call.
Yo, I want to perform. So it's like the shit isn't too hard, and like everybody's self-promoting.
It's not rocket science.
No, it's not. It takes a phone, and
people fall into that trap.
Oh, but people fucking call Fifth Element all the time, like thinking that we're rhymesayers, and then we're like, dude, like this morning it happens, like, hey, like I'm trying to call rhymesayers. It's like, well, Google rhymesayers phone number and it'll show up.
Do
and
not
then,
call
and
me.
Then like you have to explain to these people like how to go to Google and like what to type. It's
okay,
like,
open your computer.
Yeah.
Do I need to turn it on?
Yeah. Make sure it's plugged in.
You're not gonna get signed to rhymesayers. But there will be rhymesayers staff on site, and the winner of the open mic tomorrow will get signed to Rhymesayers, and you get a sound set spot tomorrow.
This is
so,
big move.
Yeah, so
that's huge.
On.
That's for real.
That's real, or yeah, are you just making that up?
He's fucking lying.
I'm like, wow. I feel like they should advertise that. I'm like, I sort of missed out on a chance to advertise something big like that.
I'm gonna tweet it tomorrow.
Well, that'll get some people out there for sure.
I'm sure your bosses would love that. I suppose it'd be a good turnout though.
Fetty Wap's going to be at Sunset.
Yeah. Is he? Or are you just saying that?
It's really Kevin Beecham.
It's really just an eyeball that's not...
An eye in a jar. Fetty Wap's other eye will be there.
Is Fetty Wap's like third? Does he have a third eye?
He just got in a motorcycle accident.
He has a second eye.
What happened to his one eye?
Oh, I don't know, but I feel like it's maybe if gone. You only have one eye, maybe motorcycle riding isn't for you.
Man, you gotta
depth
have good
perception.
Peripheral
it's
vision.
That's a problem. And
he,
of course,
and he said that's how he crashed. That he didn't see.
He didn't see stuff.
It was something on his left side. That's low.
That's terrible. That's he ate the punch down, but whatever. He's doing fine.
Yeah,
he's Fetty Wap's got money. He can handle the criticism.
I don't think he cares if we call him a one eye piece of shit.
No. Yeah, he'll know. He won't know.
No.
Mooja Messiah, you went and saw Trinidad James, didn't you?
I did.
You
did.
Was that the?
We did.
Was that a turf club?
Both you went?
Was that where that was? The turf club deal.
And I want to talk about this because this is something that John and I. This is a growing trend, and I'm glad that people are talking about it, is rappers rapping over their own vocals, track rapping.
Right.
And you guys are not for this, correct?
Are you for it or against
it? I'm totally against it.
Yeah, good. That's totally good.
How you feel about Frilly Toothpicks?
Oh, man.
I'm for him.
Really?
Yes.
Who is that?
Frilly Toothpicks?
It's Mitch Hedberg.
Yeah.
It's about the club sandwich.
So... Track rappers.
Jack, stop doing it.
Don't do it.
Come on, Trinidad James.
Don't do it.
I think it's lazy.
It is lazy.
How was the show otherwise?
We had fun.
It was cool.
Yeah.
Where was it at?
Turf Club.
The newly remodeled Turf Club.
Looks exactly the same.
Does it?
Except they serve
smells
food.
The same. That corner, that university corner, that is the trap right there, man. A lot of homeless, poor white people.
Oh, man.
Don't go.
I've seen some good shows at the Turf Club, though. It's an all right venue.
Turf Club. That's a nice block, man. Turf Club, Arnella's, all of that. It's a nice, industrious block.
Yeah. Got the light rail there now.
They do. Did either of you ride the light rail to get there?
Fuck.
What's that line called? Is that called the? Is that the blue or the green? I always forget.
The green.
The green line.
The start of the green, roughly.
I've rode the light rail about 6 times, and I've never paid.
We're going to have to edit that out.
Yeah. You're going to get profiled now. Yeah. You're profiled.
They're looking for
you. Right when you came into Woodbury, they were like, the guy that smoked weed in the parking lot once.
We call Woodbury Picker Woodbury.
Picker Woodbury. It is. There's not much culture out here. I'll be honest with you. I'm not very proud of that. Let's get into the high five.
Yes. Bum, 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 bum,
bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum. High five. Y'all ready for this?
Ritz.
That's Ritz the rapper.
That is Ritz.
John, you got a question for these guys?
Oh, I so do. All right, so
break them off something so real proper.
We got five questions. If we only have one guest, we'll ask that guest five questions. But instead, what we're going to do is we'll ask each of you two questions, and then we will ask one question to the both of you.
Basically, there's two of you, and I'm confused.
Yeah. So I will start. Who am I asking my questions to?
You start. I don't care.
Doesn't matter?
I don't care none.
All right.
I don't care none.
P. Murda.
Sup.
Are you a fan of anyone's music that you are ashamed to tell people about?
Give me an
example. Like a guilty pleasure.
I'm a big fan. I'm not guilty of this at all, because Christina Aguilera, Genie in a Bottle, Chopped and Screwed, that shit slaps.
Chopped and screwed.
Damn.
I have never heard that song, Chopped and Screwed. I will have to check
shit
that out.
Sweet. That must be that's trippy. A good song. Mm-hmm. Chopped and Screwed. Damn, I got
to
look that up.
You have to do it.
I'm pretty upfront with most of my stuff, so if I like it, I'll be like, oh, yeah.
I get down on that.
You know? I got a serious guilty pleasure that no one agrees with me on at all, but I just love Nickelback. Look at these photographs. All the liver does is make me laugh.
I can never tell when you're being serious.
No. But he knows a song.
I'm dead ass serious. The one on 18 model. They got cuts. I like Nickelback. I want to do a cover band called Nickel Black, but nobody nice. Wants to do it.
So you need to. Oh man, that's. I can't even imagine.
All right, Muja, if you could talk with one type of animal, and have a conversation with this animal, what animal would it be?
Well, I've actually done this before, and. It would definitely be horses that police ride. I've spoken to one before, and I used to be afraid of horses. And then, you know, one stepped on my foot downtown. Police tried to kick us out and stepped on my foot. And I talked and I got mad at the horse. And the horse looked at me and said, "Bro, it ain't my fault. You know what I mean? This nigga makes me do this shit." And since that day, I've never been afraid of horses. And if I could talk to them and go back in time, I would tell them to revolt against the slave masters and all the cops that ride them and everything. And it would be horses.
Horses. Of course, a horse.
That's an excellent answer to that question, by the way.
No one's ever said a horse before.
All right. P. Murda.
Yes.
If you could get rid of one state in the United States,
that's a good question.
What state would it be and why? You could get rid of any state.
Alaska.
Any reason? Just
I love Alaska.
It's up there. Just like, why not have it be Canada?
It's too big. It's so far away.
Would Alaska be missed?
Would it be? I wouldn't miss it, but I've never been there.
I've never been.
I don't know anyone from
I've
Alaska.
I've always wanted to go there. I don't know why, but something's calling me.
Calling you to Alaska?
Yeah.
An igloo.
It'd be cool if a middle state was gone, though, or like Wyoming, like nobody goes.
Just like a
Wyoming.
Big hole in the middle. Yeah.
People drive through. It's a drive-through state. Mm-hmm. Flyover,
like Nebraska. Nebraska would be cool to just like kick out.
What would you think would happen if Nebraska, like a middle state? Would people have to drive around it unless you had a passport?
They'll announce like it's 49 states. Just like they were like, no more 9 planets, only 8. Pluto's not a planet. Sorry, Wyoming's not a state. Only 49 states. Like, okay.
That's funny. You don't normally get people ones in the middle. It's usually like Florida.
Right.
Let Florida be
there. So what would happen to Alaska then?
What would
become
happen?
Part
become
of Canada?
Part of Canada?
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Or a suburb of Russia.
Yeah. I like it.
The Sarah Palin state.
It could just be their own country, really. Just let them do what they want.
Then, oh man, that'd be fucked up. No,
I mean, I wouldn't wish those people on Canada. Canada's all right, man.
Yeah,
I like Canada.
Canada's is there something wrong with the people from Alaska?
Well, they're the kind of people that would elect Sarah Palin. Mm. So that to me is like, I don't know what I want to associate with those people.
This coming from the state that had.
Jesse the body. Whatever, man. Jesse's cool.
Jesse's way smarter than Sarah. I'm offended you compared him to Sarah Palin.
Yeah, don't do that.
Well, he's, you know, people. I didn't mind Ventura.
I still fuck the shit out of Sarah Palin.
Muja, what? This is a good question.
Then I'd give her HIV.
Oh, shit. I think you'd have a good answer for this one. What will be the demise of human civilization?
That's easy. The white man. The internet. The white man. Anything that the white man invented. Hands-free segway. Pesticides. Anything the white man invented. It's already happening.
I think we do a good job of killing ourselves.
You know, the top 10 people. Places to live in the world are all places that the white man has preserved.
I don't know what places are the top places to live.
Norway, Sweden, Switzerland.
Oh, like countries. I thought you meant like states or cities. But I guess Norway, Sweden. I've never been to any of those places.
No.
All right, you guys, this is a joint question.
Here we go.
You have for the joint? Both of you. Yes. All right. Between us, Rob and myself.
That's me.
Who looks more like the murderer?
That's a great question.
Just act casual. Just act casual. Cool. Yeah, be cool. No, now you look like a killer.
Oh, yeah, damn. Just from that move, I'm going to say
Jesus
Rob.
Christ.
Rob, you're the killer?
I'm the killer?
Yes.
Really? Damn.
I look so casual when I did this. They're like, John could never be the killer.
I was
too casual.
Maybe the beard does it. Looks a little more like he might pull the trigger first.
Scott,
I don't think you're
going to
kill anybody with an ID and ability.
No.
Oh, damn. Profiled. I've been profiled.
I've been profiled by my clothing.
So I'm the killer, huh?
You're the killer.
Mo murder.
I think you're... Okay, going back to the history of this question, how many times... What do you think the score is between who's the murderer, you or me?
Between the two of us?
Yeah.
I think 2-1.
I think
it's like
you've been the murderer twice?
No, one.
You've been the murderer once?
Yes.
This is the first time you've ever been the murderer?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm getting
better.
Well,
does that count as two, though? Is this
no,
two?
I'd yeah, say individually... Well, yeah, I guess it's two votes.
So 2-2.
Most likely to murder.
Most likely to murder.
Oh, man.
Well, you guys have successfully
completed
the high
traversed
five.
Traversed the high five.
High five. How do you feel about that?
I like this one. High five.
It's cool. You did it.
You made it through.
I'm not happy with it. So it happened. It's over. I'm moving on.
It's time to relax. The hard part's over.
What would your guys' last meal be? You're about to be executed. So you're a murderer. You guys are both murderers.
Yeah.
You've been convicted. You're going to prison. You're about to be executed.
Go to the electric chair.
What's your last meal?
The last meal.
That's a tough question.
I feel like a steak is like the common thing.
That,
you know?
Yeah.
So you're just a commoner. You're just going to go with
I'm
steak.
Not like
a
regular steak, man. I'm more than a commoner. Damn. I don't know, man. I love Chipotle.
You get Chipotle?
I might do like a Chipotle. But... I would want to make it myself. I'd be like, I got to take me to Chipotle.
That's not part
it's
of it.
It's not going
to
happen.
You get to make your own
I
Chipotle.
Get to make my
it's
own.
Like this big, giant burrito.
Take you like.
I feel like it'd have to be something that's just terrible for you.
Yeah.
You know, like something that's just.
A cronut.
Cronut. I've never had a cronut.
Never had a
one
cronut?
The other day, fucking went, took a 2-hour nap after. It was something that I did.
I got them from Angel Food. You know where Hell's Kitchen?
Yeah.
Restaurant is? Yeah. They have a bakery upstairs called Angel Food. They have cronuts there.
They do.
Amazing.
They're
amazing.
You read these stories about serial killers or people that have killed that are, you know, their last meal. And you're when I read that, it's like the guy asked for like a steak and a potato, baked potato, and he didn't even eat it or something like that. You know what I mean?
I don't think
That's
I have
depressing.
Much of an appetite.
Yeah, right. That. That's the thing. I eat that, I'm going to shit myself when I'm, you know.
Well, that's probably what you would pick, like something like that like would make me shit the most. Just to leave a nice...
Just leave a mess for people.
Fucking beans, just baked beans. My last meal would be baked beans with hot dogs cut up.
Last meal of Franks and beans.
Franks and beans.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable, you guys.
P. Murder, what would you have? What would your last
peanut
meal?
Peanut butter and jelly.
Peanut you love peanut butter and jelly?
PB&J, huh?
I'd be like, fuck your fancy shit, dog.
Crunchy peanut butter or smooth?
Crunchy.
Crunchy?
Skippies.
I like mine crunchy,
and
too.
If they gave me GIF or JIF or whatever, I'd try to murder them. Yeah. Like, what are they going to do? They're going to kill me?
Yes.
John, what do you got?
God, mine would probably be like some type of cereal, because I love cereal so
you
much.
Do love cereal
killer. I love cereal.
That'd be dope. That'd be dope.
I love cereal. I love Oops All Berries. The give your head, you know what I'm talking about? The crunch, yeah. No, it's Crunch Berries, except without the Captain Crunch in it. It's just the berries from Crunch Berries.
Oops.
Delicious. Yeah.
Oops.
It's all made out of all corn. Berries. Yeah. Crazy wheat, corn, and milk.
Yeah. So it's I'd probably have cereal.
Man, I'd really have to think about that, because I love a lot of food.
Well, like, we don't have time for that third. You're out of here.
Yeah, I'd be dead, but yeah. I would have plenty of time to think about it before. You know, you probably, the way that the system works.
How long is this the podcast?
Hmm? Oh.
Hey, that's insult to injury. We're going to kill you, but we're going to feed you whatever you
right,
want.
Right, it is, isn't it? Yeah.
We're going to let you get the pussy, but she has AIDS. Once again, shout out to AIDS.
Oh, my God. So much AIDS in the show.
It's funny now that there's a cure.
Yeah.
All right. Since I got to give an answer here, I would go with like the best ribs.
You like ribs.
I love ribs. Ever. Like, I'd have to be some bomb ass ribs. Something real good.
Camel ribs.
Camel ribs.
Yeah, like from the animal?
Because you know, they have humps full of water. That means the meat is very moist.
It's moist.
They were marinated in camel water.
I like the logic there. The logic is sound.
The tenderest meat in the world. People don't even know it.
Makes sense to me. Makes sense to me.
But then I guess it's meat. Dry because it's in the sun. I don't know.
Yeah, it's baking.
But that's on the inside, though. The water's on the inside. The ribs are on the inside.
Do people eat camel meat?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, yeah.
They got it on Lake Street.
I've never had camel meat.
Camel burger, all that.
Do they really?
Camel hooves.
Camel hooves.
Camel tongue.
Camel humps.
Camel dung.
Camel tongue tacos.
That's the real thing?
That sounds delicious.
Dog, you know, I had camel tongue tacos.
Camel lips.
Well, where can people listen to the Godcast?
SoundCloud and iTunes.
I want you guys to...
_ Godcast. And then, or you can find us on Twitter @ How to Cook Crack.
Do not go word. To godcast.org.
Yeah.
Because that
there?
Is not...
There's a bunch this. Of Godcasts out there.
I like the cover.
_ Godcast is the best way, right?
Yeah. Who came up with the cover art for the podcast?
Morgan sent that over to us.
Morgan himself.
Morgan Freeman.
Mr. Morgan Freeman.
Yeah. The Morgan Freeman.
Is he a sir? Is he Sir Morgan Freeman?
No, he's not British.
He's not, well, do you have to be?
Yeah, I think so.
Whatever.
Barbara Walters is British. Hey, but we came up with that. We wanted like a godly figure, and who better than Morgan Freeman? It was like between George Burns. We were going to change it to Alanis Morissette or Erykah Badu. Because we wanted a female, but we might change that later on.
Alanis Morissette, she played God in Dogma.
In Dogma, yes.
Yeah. And Morgan Freeman was God in what?
The Jim Carrey movie.
His girlfriend just killed herself.
He's God in every movie.
What?
Yeah, dog, depressing shit.
Morgan Freeman's girlfriend?
No, Jim Carrey's girlfriend just killed herself, took a bunch of drugs, wrote a note to Mr. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, shit happened. The Source emailed me about it.
The Source? Like the magazine?
Yeah. Maybe it was Huffington Post. I get confused sometimes.
I'm like, I feel like that's a weird place to cover Jim Carrey stories.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm just joking. We're like, that's not funny.
No, that really happened.
Just kidding.
So where can we reach you guys on social media? Instagram, Twitter, Facebook?
All of that?
All of that.
See me in the streets.
Or just
MySpace.
_ MURDA.
Where does the name come from?
My mom gave it to me.
It's your birth name.
Yeah. It's on my certificate.
You murderer.
Yeah. This little murderous one.
Murder.
And Mujah Messiah, he's on MySpace. For real.
At Mujah Messiah. Instagram, Twitter, and man.
So I always try to do a good job researching our guests. I didn't do as much research for these guys as I normally do because I'm familiar with them more than I am with some of our other guests. Mm-hmm. But I found an old interview with Rob Villa in which Mujah Messiah decided that he was going to be called Moo Ferrigno, and I thought that was outstanding.
Yeah. I love Moo Ferrigno.
Do you still use Moo Ferrigno?
I got a lot of aliases. I used to... My son thought I could turn. My son loved the Hulk just like I did growing up, and he didn't find out that I couldn't turn green until he was like 9. He was so disappointed. But I love Lou Ferrigno.
Oh, man. Yeah, I just saw that. I was like, oh, that's great. Lou Ferrigno. Yeah. I love that.
Well, thanks, guys, for coming through.
I appreciate it.
Thanks
appreciate
for having that. Us.
Godcast, new episodes every Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
Yep. And then after you listen to that every Wednesday night, you get Thank You, Rob.
That's right.
Right here.
She's back to back. Shit. It's like a podcast sandwich.
1-2 punch.
Yeah, that's
right. A little extra crunchy peanut butter in there.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Little crunch berries.
Thank you, Rob, for having us.
Damn.
Appreciate you.
Let's just before we end this, I want people to think about this. PB&J sandwich, you got the extra crunchy PB, right?
Yeah.
Crunch berries.
Ooh, okay.
And then whatever jelly you prefer.
I'm a grape. Know? I don't prefer strawberry.
Really? Grape?
I'm a grape.
Well, what jelly you guys roll with over there?
I like grape when I'm eating steak and eggs, but I like strawberry when it's peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
I like a good blueberry jelly.
I've never even heard of that.
That's real.
That's some bougie shit.
This is Woodbury.
It's a hard guy.
This is Woodbury.
They have an apricot jelly.
What do you like? Woodbury jelly.
I like Woodbury.
Strawberry jam.
Strawberry jam.
There you go.
All right. The more you know, people are really going to find out more about everybody here tonight.
Mm-hmm. Knowledge is power.
That's right.
Head over to thankyourob.com. Click the podcast link. Listen to past episodes of the show. A lot of people we mentioned, you know, Muja came through on for the Love Show, one of those episodes. Amber H. Cleveland, many past guests.
Yes.
A link to iDefine Design and do some graphic design work. You can also go to iDefineDesign.com.
It's very good. It's good. It's good design work.
It is good design work. Thank you. Do you like good sheet?
Good sheet.
Good sheet.
SHEEEET.
A link to JohnnyQuestionMark.com where you can check out his album. Falling in Like for free right now. Just go there and go
and download it. We also have, I'm updating it with the newest information on the radio show.
Right.
When we have the playlist for the previous week's episode, I'm going to try and post it on there as well as the Facebook page for Hometown Hype, which is just facebook.com/hometownhype.
Nice. And your very first episode that was live.
Yeah, last week.
Opened with the Brother Ali.
We opened with Brother Ali.
Who, as we know, you can check out Muja Messiah's.
That's right.
God kissed it. The devil missed it.
Brother Ali for president 2024. Mark my words.
2024.
That would be incredible.
The first Muslim president.
Yes.
After Keith Ellison.
There you go.
Link to Fuzz Talk Radio over at thankyourob.com. Our good friends down in Mankato.
What up, nuts?
24/7 internet radio playing all Minnesota music. Mm-hmm. All day, every day. Including episodes of this podcast.
That's
right here.
Right.
And then finally, Amazon Associates, if you want to buy some Muja Messiah music, it's a good place to start right there. Go to thankyourob.com/Amazon, search for Muja Messiah. Everything still costs the same. Don't freak out, all right? Just do it. Support the podcast.
Just be cool.
Just be cool, man. Just be cool. Again, thanks again, guys, for coming through and doing this. Any last words over there from the Godcast? P. Murda.
Thanks for having us, man.
Yeah,
I love you guys.
Yeah. And Johnny Question Mark.
I got nothing.
He's got nothing. I'm going to end it with handshakes and high fives.
The ways of the samurai are parallel to the martyr and the messiah. Careful what you wish for the arch nemesis is created with the purpose to enforce strength. Evil is all in the mind. The passion lies within the body. Power of control bleeds from the soul.
It's the soup from the blood of your group. I was that ill when Grant Hill was fucking with Duke. Sell drugs if it's nothing to do. I don't love shit, I hate you too. This is angel blood. You want a cup, I'ma make you one. Pull out some stuff that'll make you run. It be live at the Palladium. All these dudes play too much. I ain't trying to play with them. Never seen nothing change. Someone like this paper did. From innocent to evil. We'll put your biggest friend in the fetal and turn you to his tombstone reader. We got him in the theater. I ear to ear you, cause I don't hear you. I make you turn into what you scared of. We got them shaking up. Why they family treat those shaded us? Live and Manny P show faded up. They don't want a contest. They don't even want us to be honest. We cast you out the city. That's a God cast. No Dakota conduct. This is not luck. Your city is our pop-up shop. We blow the spot up. I'm hitting come-ups till I'm caught up. Me and Muja shitting on them. And as dirty as the city water off your father's favorite drugs. It ain't no holidays for us. I put your baby mama on the bus. Cause the beat store open 24/7, homie. And every day is a ceremony.
Only a fool chooses to play it safe.
within the grain, there would be no pyramids. No great wall, no arch, yeah. And no God.
Ain't nobody better than us except for us. MPLS Exodus on the megabus. We are the definition. Facial recognition technology to follow me from the banks to the prisons. Sake shots and Oxycontin. Camel toe watching, basking in the sun. Pearl tongue, basking robins. I put that on my mama's son. And we gon' celebrate when they kill Zimmerman like Obama won. California, they might kill you for a gallon of water. I put 1,000 up for anyone to battle martyr. Shit. I wish a nigga would flex. I use his neck for a footrest. On the spot, put to death. Iron Eagle, drug supply illegal. My PO like Where's Waldo trying to find Nemo. 45 minute flight to Chicago, St. Paul Cathedral. My hairline like Mike Tirico. I'm at the State Fair in the white tuxedo. A plus every time my paintbrush swipe the easel. Dancing in traffic like Danica Patrick. In the Trans Am, 10 grams wrapped in plastic. Dr. Oz shot the ball over Marc Gasol. Walking to the prom smelling like Jacquard Noir. I sit on you like a stool like Paula Abdul. Practice Kung Fu in the roof, Flash Dragon Part 2. Elementary school getting my flirt on. While you was in the kiddie pool with your little shirt on. God bless the kid, expletive, expletive. Breakfast in bed, extra eggs, extra bread. John Legendary, allergic to dairy. Never been married, but I'm about to be. Shout out to me and my accessories to murder. My lady got a army of crazy bitches with burners. Some real head turners. I run over you like Suge, you an eyesore in the hood. Your heart pump Kool-Aid, my shit pump dinosaur blood. Time for war, cuz.
Careful what you wish for. For a man who dreams of being able to fly may one day wake up with wings, only to have them ripped off by a man with arms. Look within.
Like fiends with they noses frozen, chasing that girl till they overdosing. Weight of the world on my shoulders gave me scoliosis. Taking photos with my nemesis. My photos on Instagram is like photosynthesis. The rebirth of Genesis, Christ in his images. Came out feet first, kissed the clitoris. Whatever happened to Adam and Eve, that's between even Adam. Had to leave, couldn't let her come between me and my passion. Now she hate me with a passion, trying to play me like a fascist. Crazy how opposites attracted, righteous and ratchet. Now she's mad at him, cause she can't have him. She went TMZ on him and he went missing in action. Steady fighting them demons, court cases and subpoenas. Caught a case in Utah and got charged with a misdemeanor. No time for teeny boppers, every time I see him it's awkward. Trying to point the finger at me, but can't see me with binoculars. Say the small talk for rappers at the art crawl. I smoke marbles, plus I provoke bar brawls. I speak Morse code, spit vomit in porcelain bowls. Black mold, my wardrobe consists of trench coats and robes. Fork in the road, yellow bricks made of gold. All I see in old San Juan, they hate me when I'm home. It's all love, it's all love. It's all music, it's all drugs. Till they shoot up the club and I don't get a refund. Mama had him young, the absence of happiness had him numb. Don't blame his daddy, blame the Trinidadian rum. Rap practitioner, half emperor, half crack distributor. It's like the kiss of death from Henry Kissinger. Breadwinners, martyr, messiah. Bless me some cufflinks. Maria, Lisa. It's like 1,000 grams on the digi scale right there, you know? This is God's work. M. P. L.